We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. Got a little chill in the air, but it's good. It's the fall. It's what it's supposed to be. We got the sun out. We got a lot to react to today, both the Flyers and Sixers in action last night. Flyers get the win. Sixers, the loss in Boston. We'll talk a lot about it. The Eagles, of course, gearing up for not only a game, but an important game versus Carolina, a team that got clipped this past weekend against an NFC East foe, and one certainly you hope that the Eagles will be able to take care of as well, coming in 3-3, gearing up for Sunday. We'll talk to the Denny Ray Dittinger today. We got a lot on tap. A couple chances for you to win $1,000. It's all here, and certainly we'll be heavy on the Sixers with the phone calls, at least out of the gate. 888-729-9494. Reaction to the opening night loss last night, what we saw, Sixers and Celtics in Beantown. Again, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich, how are you, bud?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
Learned to speak English by watching the Flintstones.
Well, that is truly amazing.
Yeah.
Is that really, really true?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty wild, my man.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty wild. Would he watch Sixers basketball and learn good Sixers basketball or bad Sixers basketball last night if he hadn't ever seen a game before? All right, let's get to it. All right, so look, right out of the gate, phone lines wide open. I know a lot of people are fired up in various directions, 888-729-9494. I'll just say this, John, and then I'm going to cede the floor to you. Was I disappointed last night? Of course I was disappointed. Thought the Sixers would play better than that. I'm not surprised that they lost. I'm not even really surprised that it became a bit of a runaway at the end.
What?
I think Boston's, you know, I know Boston's better at this stage. It's why I had the Sixers as the
better
2C.
Better at this stage.
2C. And
you know
the
that they are just standing in our way, right?
I'm aware of that, but can everyone take a
Joel
breath?
Embiid said after the game, they
breath.
Always kick our
Yeah, tail,
butts.
Tiny, rump, backside. Look, I
that's
mean,
a real problem, Joe.
I understand that
we're
it's a
problem. We're not better than the Celtics.
You're right.
And we're certainly not better with Markel Fultz starting on our team.
Well, listen,
What a joke.
I still think it's the right decision. I think it's the right decision.
To put him out there?
John, I told you yesterday, this is about trying to gear up to beat the Celtics in May.
You think Markel
not
Fultz?
Not in October.
You think Markel Fultz, he of his 5 points and fear to shoot the ball, dishing when he should have shot.
Well, I didn't think there were many opportunities. I really didn't.
I can think of one. I can think of one where he looked fearful, just downright fearful. J.J. Redick had 16 points. He's coming off the bench.
Yep.
You truly believe Markel Fultz gives us a better chance to win?
I'm going to answer that in two parts. Last night, no.
Oh.
Hold on.
Last night, no, what?
Listen, can you listen to me for a second?
No.
Last night.
It's hard.
No, hold
to
on a second. Hold on, come
this.
On. Last night, no. May, hopefully. I mean, they're trying to develop the guy so that if these two teams play in May, and John, I believe they will, that they will be in a better spot because they will have given
trying
him a shot.
To develop the guy by putting him into games and sacrificing the games? For his sake of development?
So you just don't...
Like, why on earth didn't he develop this summer?
Well, I mean, he was better last night
supposedly.
Than you thought he would be, right? You act like this guy's a bum. I mean, he went out there and hung. I mean, he wasn't great.
Number one
I understand
that we traded up for.
And he looks terrible compared
and
to Tatum.
And that guy...
I know.
That the Celtics have...
Yep.
Jason Tatum was neck and neck with Joel Embiid, leading scorer of the game.
And,
right.
And Jason Tatum is going to be a top 10 player in this league probably within 2 years.
And he could have been
He could have been a Sixer. Yep.
We got Markel.
Listen, Jason.
Markel, who we are trying to prop up and make feel good.
You're right. They are. They are trying to prop
where
him up. Yep. That's fair.
He gives us 5 points?
Yep. 5 points.
And you're okay with that? And you're saying, hey, in May he'll be good?
Listen, I'm
hey,
not.
Hey, he's not good, okay? He's not good. And we saw it last night again. How much longer do we have to put a lesser player on the court?
I'll answer that literally. More than a game. More than one game. 888-729-9494. All right, we'll take your reaction on what we saw last night from the Sixers. It was, to say the least, disappointing. Do I think it damns them and dooms them forever? No. Yes, the Boston Celtics. You ready for the headline? Actually, this isn't the headline, but a lot of people think it's the headline. The Boston Celtics are better than the Sixers right now. You know why that's not?
Right now?
You know why that's not the headline,
where do
John?
You think that changes?
That's not the,
where do you think
I don't know.
That changes
well,
this season?
Okay, I'll give you one answer.
Because Markel Fultz gets better than Jason Tatum all of a sudden?
I'll give you one answer. You want?
We cannot match up with the Celtics.
Can we keep it real for a second? I know a lot of people are tired of looking over the horizon. I had a friend last night on text said to me, stop talking. I'm going to say something. You take it for what it's worth. I believe it's a factor. You can make your evaluation. Remember how last year the Eagles had a lot of depth? And remember how like they had Trey Burton, and he was like a hell of a third tight end, and it helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl? You know what the Celtics have right now? They have a top 10 NBA point guard as their backup point guard. Credit to them. They drafted the guy. Terry Rozier is a killer. He's one of the great bench players I've ever seen in the NBA coming off the bench.
They are 10 deep.
You ready for this?
Joe.
Yeah, I got you. But
deep.
You ready for next year? And I know everyone's talking about this year. They're not going to have either Rozier.
Wait.
No.
You cannot fast forward to next year.
No, John.
After one game?
No, but John,
we're talking about this year.
No.
You know what? The Celtics are going to win the NBA title this year.
They're probably going to lose
to the Warriors. And we're going to get crushed by the Celtics this year.
Well, the Sixers first.
And we're going to play them in the postseason, and we're going to lose in five. Fast we can lose.
You asked me a question. I'm answering your question.
Right.
Okay. You said to me, when are the Sixers going to pass the Celtics? First off, I don't know. I don't even know that they will pass them, although at some point I think they will. But let me just tell you.
Wait.
Next year, hold on a second.
How?
Next year, they're going to either lose Kyrie Irving.
You're talking about next year? We're one game deep in this season, and you're talking about the Celtics being worse than us next year?
Again, I'm going to say
it again. What is wrong with you?
The Celtics
have to beat them now.
They're not good enough right now to beat them right now. What do you want to do about it? What do you want to do? You want to scream for 4 hours? What do you want to do? The Sixers
I can be angry about the fact that we were supposed to get better. You know, like the whole summer thing where guys are supposed to be off working on their game. Ben Simmons didn't learn to shoot.
No, he didn't.
Markel Fultz didn't learn how to play basketball. What the heck is going on? We didn't get better. And the Celtics did. Like I said, they're 10 deep.
The Celtics are a great basketball team. There is no doubt. And
I seriously think they're going to win the whole thing.
They've got a shot. I think they'll lose, but they've got a shot. They are a great basketball team. There is no doubt about it. And the Sixers are a clear step below them right
and
now.
And they
no question about
stand
it.
In our way.
Yes, they do.
Not just now.
Yes, they do. But I'm telling you, and I know you don't want to talk about
you're
next year.
You're saying next year.
I'm not going to dwell on next year for four hours. I'm just saying they're either going to not have Terry Rozier or not have Kyrie Irving.
Oh, come on, man.
That's just a fact.
That's next year.
I understand
What about this year?
Well, what about when the Sixers play all these other teams they're about to play and they start rattling off wins? Are you going to be like...
Oh, the Celtics still.
But, John, does that mean...
Stand in their way.
Let's say the Sixers win 50 or 52 or
There's
54
no way
or 57.
We can beat that Celtics team. Okay, there's no way.
So are we going to just give up on the whole season and not enjoy it at all? Like that. See, that. And here, let me just tell you, that's what bothers me about the reaction I heard from some after the game last night. Like, so just punt the whole thing away because the Sixers aren't better than the Celtics now? Just don't have any fun with the Sixers season? Like, I think this is going to be a...
Oh, sure. We can have fun with it. They're not going anywhere, right? Like, just have fun with the season.
The Celtics are better than the Sixers right now.
Yeah, they are.
I get it.
And we're supposed to have gotten better to where they're not.
Do you remember last year, John? Do you remember after the first game last year?
We didn't get better. Actively trying to not get better by putting Markel Fultz out there on the court.
Well, they're trying to develop him. Look, Sixers
The
Sixers last year after the first game.
Why does someone have to be developed?
Well, because
he's the first pick in the freaking draft,
because
man.
He's 20 years old. I mean, that kind
okay,
of a reason.
So is Jason Tatum.
Yeah, Jason Tatum's a better player
so
than Markel Fultz.
So is a ton of guys in the NBA.
Well,
right?
not
like
that
everyone
many.
Who gets drafted to the NBA
no,
is 20
the,
years
the
old.
The guys that are like the 10 guys that come out after the freshman year. You got a whole bunch of guys come out sophomore, junior, and senior year. Look, here's the thing the way I see it, man. And I'm frustrated and disappointed from last night, too. I don't want anyone to misconstrue. But I will just say as a point of reference, last year, John, you and me and James and every caller was fired up when the Sixers lost the first game and the first 10 games when they were really shaky. They were shaky for half the year. And Brett Brown dug in on those guys, and they got better. Now, did Fultz get better as a shooter? No. Did Simmons get better as a shooter last year? No. But they learned how to play together, and they became a better team, and they hit their stride as the year went on. They had a pretty good season. I expect this team to get better
you
as it goes.
You expect a pretty good season?
I expect them to win 57 games like I told you yesterday.
If
that's not good enough for you to have happiness in your heart, that's on you.
Okay.
I mean, are you going to come in here and scream and yell because they're not as good as the Warriors? Guess what? They're not as good as the Warriors. So if that's it, then okay, good night,
you know,
everybody.
No, here's
go,
the
go
thing.
Home.
I expected to see something better. I expected to see improvement.
That's fair. That's fair.
And we didn't get that.
That's fair.
Like, I don't think I'm asking for too much.
That's fair. You want to see Markel Fultz and Ben Simmons shoot from the outside? That's fair. I'm with that. 888-729-9494. We'll take your reaction on the Sixers' loss last night and the big picture of the Sixers and the Celtics, where they stand, where it may or may not go from here. And, of course, Markel Fultz, the wisdom to start him or non-wisdom to start him and to do it the way they're doing it. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. Big show on tap. Shield Kapati will be all over talking birds. Shield joins us at 11. Ray Dittinger at 1245. Your phone calls throughout the show on 94WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.